Blog Talk Radio.
Of course, we got the email up and running. TheGregSquirrelShow@yahoo.com. TheGregSquirrelShow@yahoo.com. And of course, we got the chat room up and running, Blog Talk Radio. And of course, you got my Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel, on the good old Facebook. I mean, first off, thoughts and prayers go out to the Arkansas Razorback family. As one of the legendary Arkansas Razorbacks, legendary NFL sports broadcaster for Fox TV, the one and only Pat Summerall passed away today. So our thoughts and prayers go out to the Pat Summerall family. Thoughts and prayers go out to the Arkansas Razorback family, as he would be greatly missed. Especially hearing him announce football games, he just had a voice. I think Pat Summerall and Keith Jackson had two of the most recognizable voices in sports when it came to announcing sports. I mean, nobody like them. So our thoughts and prayers go out to the Pat Summerall family and, of course, the Arkansas Razorbacks. Once again, thoughts and prayers are still being kept for the people in Boston. I mean, it's not getting any easier, boys and girls, and there's lunatics out there all over the place, and kind of like, every time something like this happens, I just keep thinking of what Alfred and Batman, the Dark Knight, says some people just want to see the world burn. And so, once again, keep our thoughts and prayers on the Pat Summerall family and everything there, or to the people in Boston. I'm still thinking about Pat Summerall and the people in Boston. I mean, thoughts and prayers are going out all over the place. Some of the headlines going around today. Shabazz Muhammad. This is a perfect example of what I was talking about last night. Shabazz Muhammad, 1 year at college, he decides he goes pro. This is a perfect example of what I was talking about last night. NCAA, in my opinion, and this is truly just my opinion, but this is how I feel, NCAA needs to make it a rule that if you get a sign a scholarship to come to a school, whether it be Arkansas, Florida, Tennessee, whoever, you give us at least 2 years and not none of this one and done stuff. I mean, it's either go straight to pro or you get at least give us at least 2 years in college. So, once again, as I was saying, Shabazz Muhammad, UCLA, has declared himself for the NCAA, or for the NBA draft. Does Chip Kelly have a crystal ball? Did Chip Kelly maybe know it was time for him to get out of Oregon? Rumors coming out of Oregon is that the University of Oregon has acknowledged major NCAA violations in connection with the football recruiting and proposed a self-imposed two-year probation and special with the loss of one scholarship in each of the next 3 years. Like I say, did Chip Kelly have a crystal ball when he saw this stuff coming? And that's why he went ahead and got out of town? Hard to say. Hard to say. But anyway, that's the situation out of Portland, Oregon. London Marathon has announced that they are going to proceed with the London Marathon. They're going to boost up security and so you got to think about it. I think that's what the people, that's what I think the participants and truly the fans of the Boston Marathon would want. They wouldn't want the world to stop just because of them. They would want us to be more aware, security precautions and everything. But a true athlete will not ask you to stop just because of something like this. So the London Marathon is going to be boosting up security, and they are going to be going on with the London Marathon. Milwaukee Brewers pitcher Yovani Gallardo was arrested on drunken driving charges Tuesday. What do you expect? You play baseball for a team called the Brewers. So is it kind of natural that you're going to get popped for drunk driving after a ball game? Little boys, use your head. University of North Carolina. James Michael McAdoo has announced he's going to be a return. But Reggie Bullock has announced that he is going to skip his senior season and declare for the NBA draft. Second complaint has been lodged against men's basketball coach at Wisconsin Green Bay for verbal abuse and bullying. Come on, guys. You've got to expect to take a little bit of the coach getting in your grill. If you screw up, I've said it before, if I mess up, I expect the coach to get in my grill and talk to me about it, because that's the only way I'm going to get better. What would you rather have? Would you rather have the coach just turn and walk away every time you screw up? You're not going to get any better. Now, I can understand the bullying part, but come on. If you screw up, whether you're football, basketball, baseball, MMA, whatever, if you screw up, wouldn't you want the coach to get in your grill and point out where you went wrong? Because I guarantee you, the coach is going to do it. You just got to put on your big boy panties and stop being so soft-skinned and learn how to take it. That's what that's what happened to Rodney Clark when he was at Arkansas. Mike Anderson came in. Mike Anderson wasn't going to kiss Rodney Clark's ass, and Rodney Clark decided to leave. So, boys, toughen up. You're an adult, or you're supposed to be an adult. I keep reading the police blotters. None of you are still immature idiots. But, you know, if you want to go to college, if you want to get ready to play with the big boys, then you're going to have to accept the coach getting in your grill once in a while. I'm not saying make it a day-to-day basis. But, you know, back up. Grow a set. Take, you know, listen to the coach. Play ball. Man, did John Cena not tell off Ryback last night? I thought that's about the funniest thing I heard. Before they got married, Triple H telling Stephanie was making fun of Triple H and the size of his junk. Triple H looks at Stephanie and says, hey, even the 747 looks small when you're flying it into the Grand Canyon. Well, last night on WWE Monday Night Raw, John Cena having a confrontation with Ryback, he looks at Ryback and he says, the reason you're not the world champion is because that gap between your ears and the lack of jump between your legs. Oh, that went, that was funny. Because you're right, 747 does look small when you're flying it into the Grand Canyon. The Midians are over there like, Midians are in a mood tonight. Midians just kind of look at me like, she looked at me, Midians looked at me a while ago like, All right. Let's look over some of the headlines. Detroit Lions' Matthew Stafford is taking a hands-off approach to his contract talk. He still has 2 years on his current deal, and he said he's really not too concerned about where contract talks are going. He's just ready to ball. It's some other kind of shocking news. Cleveland Browns owner Jimmy Haslam announced Tuesday that the federal government has launched a criminal investigation into rebates offered by a truck stop chain owned by his family. The Pilot Flying J headquarters are apparently under investigation. There's some other, it's a Major League News headlines. I mean, really not a whole lot. The biggest thing I see so far is Arizona second baseman Aaron Hill is expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks with a broken left hand. Surprisingly enough, ladies and gentlemen, you know, and I talked about it last night, and I'm looking for it tonight. Oh, there it is, hit out way over here. Oh, they're just getting started. Never mind. We'll talk about that later. Oh. Ex-University of Georgia coach Jim Donnan has been charged in a Ponzi scheme. Alabama, in a survey of all the coaches in college football, Alabama now has the highest paid coach in college football and the highest paid defensive coordinator. Nick Saban has been approved for a new contract that's going to pay him $5.62 per year. And Kirby Smart, his defensive coordinator, is going to get $1.28 per year. Nick Saban, you're getting $5.62 mil per year. Can I come be your personal bag boy? Pay me 10% a year, and that's just for the season. I'm not talking for the entire year. I'm just talking for the time of the football season. I will come be your personal bag boy and haul your stuff. Give me 10%, happy camper. $5.62 mil? That's crazy. Wow. Is it just by the way, Tiger Woods is favored to win the U.S. Open even after what happened at the Masters? Uh-huh. So, phone lines are open, 347-326-9073, 347-326-9073. The Facebook is open. What is it about cops that think they can go into a club and just because they're a cop, first off, I thought there was a law that said you cannot carry a weapon into a bar or a club. Did I miss that somewhere? So where do off-duty cops thinking that they can disregard those laws also? That law should apply to everybody. Can I get an amen from the congregation? But the sign says no weapons in bars or clubs or hospitals or shouldn't that go for everybody? Because these cops are supposedly to be highly trained that if something did break out, they should be able to disarm the situation without having to pull their gun. Little thought that makes you go, huh. So feel free to call in if you want to comment on that. 347-326-9073 are the phone lines. Let's go to baseball. Oh, we forgot to look at football. Joe Montana's son has a workout for San Francisco. Why does that not surprise me? Bengals signed tight end Alex Smith from Cleveland. How's that? That's been a long time rival that I can remember. And now they get one of Cleveland's leading players. Baltimore Ravens assigned Caleb Haney to a one-year backup. To a one-year contract, hasn't thrown a ball since 2011, except maybe when he's alone in his motel at night. Oh! Did I just say that? Median just gave me dirty looks, like, what? Median's not in a good mood. I think it's that time of the year or something. What? Midian's calling me names under the skin, under the breath there. Let's go to baseball, see what's going on in there. Oh! Red Sox were supposed to have an open house at their ballpark. They decided to postpone it after Monday's attack. I think everybody should wear Boston uniforms. I don't care what team you are, still wear your team hats, but I think everybody should wear Boston jerseys. I mean, show your pride, show your support for Boston. Maybe that's just me talking. But, you know, once again, just more crazy junk going on. And Boston's a strong town. They'll come back from this. So, let's go ahead. Really not a whole lot on here. So let's go ahead and go down the scoreboard, and we look like this. Colorado 8, the Mets 4. What? Must be playing a doubleheader. Mets 3, Chicago 2, or Colorado 2 in the second game. St. Louis, Pittsburgh postponed. Boston 7, Cleveland 2 in the bottom of the 8. Tampa Bay, Baltimore. Baltimore 5, Tampa Bay 4. Yankees 4, Zona 2. White Sox 4, Toronto 3. Philly, Cincinnati are scoreless after 7. Miami 8, Washington 2. Oh my God, Miami won a game. I'm going to have to shave my beard now. Atlanta 6, KC 3. Why are we already having interleague games? What happened to the days when National League plays National League, American League plays American League? Then you take the best two, put them in the World Series. It's that damn interleague play. I felt baseball went to hell in a handbasket. They took the pride, they took the prestige away from the World Series when they brought in interleague play. Just a thought, but it's how I feel. They just need to go back, have the National League play National League, American League play American League, and then, like I said, bring the best two to the World Series. I mean, I like what they're doing with the All-Star Game now. With the All-Star Game, whoever wins the All-Star Game gets the home field advantage, or whatever they call it, at the World Series. I do like that. Kind of gives a little bit more to the All-Star game. Milwaukee 9, Frisco 6. Angels, Minnesota 5, Angels 4, bottom of the 5th. In the end of the 1st, Houston, Oakland scoreless. At the top of the 1st, San Diego 1, Dodgers 0. And the top of the 1st, Detroit 1, Seattle 0. So that's your baseball highlights for tonight. Is it me? Am I just... San Antonio signed forward Tracy McGrady. Is it me, or is it just my evil side coming out, happier than a two-picker billy goat, that Kobe Bryant is out for the rest of the season with a ruptured ACL? Am I the only one doing cartwheels and a happy dance over this? People think I'm joking when I tell them I hate Kobe. I've never cared for Kobe. I'll probably never care for Kobe. It's just a straight, simple fact. I don't like Kobe. There's people out there who think Kobe's the greatest thing since sliced bread. I saw the funniest picture, and it tells the truth. It's a picture of all the members of the L.A. Lakers, minus Kobe, because it shows Kobe in the background on crutches. But it shows all the other members of the L.A. Lakers, and they're jumping up and down and happy and stuff. And the little caption says, and the caption on the picture says, "Yay, we all get to shoot the ball now." Is it me, or could that picture not be any more truthful? Now, I know there's a lot of people out there that are probably going to blow up my phones, blow up my emails, saying, that's just not right, Gregory. You should be supporting that poor boy. Heck no. People think I'm joking when I say I would rather lose ball games before I pick Kobe Bryant on my team. So what do you think? Am I sadistic? Mean? I know I'm a jerk. You don't have to tell me that. I can already tell you that. It don't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. 347-326-9073. Short schedule. Boston, Indiana, postponed once again. Atlanta, Toronto, 257 into 4. It's 108-91, Toronto. And Portland and the Clippers get started later out on the drug-induced coast, as I call it. Maybe not all teams out there are drug-induced, just 95% of them. The Fight Hunger Bowl. What happened? The Fight Hunger Bowl is going to be played at December 27th for the final part time. It's going to be moved to Santa Clara Stadium, which is going to be the future home for the Frisco Niners, San Francisco 49ers. That ever happened to the old days of the bowl games? I mean, is it the BCS really got stuff screwed up so bad? What happened to the old days when January 1 was it? All your bowl games, were finished and were played that January 1. I mean, I remember the days when you wake up at 11 o'clock in the morning or 12 o'clock, New Year's Day, and you got 45 channels worth of ball games. And the last one being the national championship game. But no, now you got bowls going on all the way until February. They need to go back. They either need to cut down on the number of bowl games, or they need to completely reschedule everything where the final game is on January. Call me old-fashioned. Call me old. Careful. Call me old-fashioned, but I'm just a firm believer that after January 1, no more bowl games. And they need to go back, rearrange the schedules where the national championship, if they want one game on January 1st, then that needs to be the national championship game. Or at least make it January 2nd. But no, now you got all these other BS bowls taking place. I mean, I'm sorry, call me old-fashioned, call me a stick in the mud, call me an old fatty-daddy, but that's just how I feel. And if you don't like it, oh well. 347-326-9073. So once again, the 500 bowl is going to be on December 27th. Thank God we don't have another bowl taking place between January 1 and whenever they decide to play the championship game. I mean, if anything, how's this for an idea? If anything, say New Year's Eve falls during the week. Okay, then come back with your national championship game that Saturday or Sunday. Or maybe let's do like the NCAA, and once all your bowl games are out of the way, then have your national championship game the Monday night after all the bowl games are out of the way. Either way, let's get all the bowl games finished by January 1st and then have your national championship game. Am I making sense? Probably not. 347-326-9073. What else in college football I can rag on? Oh, moving over to college basketball, Rodney Clark. Hunter Mickelson made it official today. We mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. Hunter Mickelson was talking about leaving the University of Arkansas. Today made it official that he is out of there. Once again, bye. Don't let the door hit you in the bed on the way out. You were supposed to come in here and be a beast, and you turned out to be a dud. So get out of here. Bye. Sayonara. Wee-wee. Go put whatever. I don't speak French. And you didn't notice. Woo! Kansas Motor Speedway have announced that they're going to be boosting track security in preparation for this week's race at Kansas Motor Speedway. Brad Keselowski's apparently upset with NASCAR. Apparently, he's unhappy with the fact that NASCAR confiscated the original rear-end housing for Keselowski's number 2 Ford and the number 22 shell of Joey Logano. Well, you guys don't break the rules. Maybe they won't be taking your cars. You ever think about that? Don't even get me started on that. It was like, okay, I'm taking a look at that. I mean, Jimmy Johnson's a great racer. Don't get me wrong. But how many times has Chad Knaus been busted by NASCAR? I mean, it's at least once time a season, Chad Knaus is getting suspended or fined for something. I'm sorry, when do you draw the line? He's kind of like the Lindsay Lohan of NASCAR. I mean, how many times is he going to have to cheat, get caught, get busted, spied, suspended, whatever, before they kick him out of the game? It's like they say, if Jimmy Johnson is such a good racer, you shouldn't have to be cheating for him to win. But yet he always gets caught doing something. What's the craziest one I heard? Something to do with the gas tank. With the gas tank indicator, which showed he had less gas than what he actually did or something like that. So, I mean, stuff like that. And if, like I say, if your racer is so freaking good as he claims to be, then why do you need to be cheating for him to win? Don't even get me started back on Tony Stewart. I still think he's a butt munch from planet Mars. And I will tell him to his face if I ever get a chance. Just because I got a set and, well, I know how to use them. Right, Midians? Midians are like, yeah, whatever. Oh, I'm glad to see this. Chinese, 14-year-old Chinese teenager Guan Tilane has announced that he is going to play in next week's Zurich Classic. I think that's awesome. 14-year-old kid, and I mean, he was playing with the big boys. This weekend, they got the RBC Heritage at Hilton Head, South Carolina. Pretty much all the big names are like, you little weaklings can have it. We're going to rest this weekend. Tiger Woods is favored to win the U.S. Open. So how you like me now? 347-326-9073. Got about 25 minutes left on the show. If there's something you would like to talk about, feel free to call on in and we will yap till your little heart is content. Dana White actually admitted that he took too long bringing women to the UFC. In an interview, especially after the Kat Zagano-Misha Tate fight this weekend on the Ultimate Fighter finale, UFC Dana White was kicking himself, wondering why he hadn't brought women to UFC earlier. I mean, because he looked at it. I mean, yeah, Ronda Rousey was the main trigger behind it, but then you watch the match between Kat Zagano and Misha Tate. I mean, I watched a lot of fights, and I saw those girls put out 10 times their effort than I've seen a lot of them. I'm not saying all, but I saw those two girls Saturday night put out a fight that was like, put the boys to shame. I mean, that's the best way I know. I mean, I was so sure that Misha Tate was going to win that fight, but then Kat Zagano comes back and pops her in the grill a couple of times, busts her nose. I mean, Misha Tate's nose was flowing like Niagara Falls. So, I mean, and yet Zagano or Misha Tate saying she could have gone on. She didn't want to stop the fight. She wanted to keep fighting. So how's that for guts? I mean, here's two women willing to hang and bang on each other, and some of the biggest names in the men's division, all they want to do is lay around and have sex in the middle of the cage. So how's that for you? When the girls are willing to fight harder than the guys? I mean, Dana White, he was quoted as saying, this women's fight don't suck. So, I mean, and this is the kind of action. I'll go ahead and plug this show. May 18th, Mexico, Missouri is where it's going to be. This is an all-women's show. I mean, this is going to be a show to see. An all-women's show. And if the action there is even remotely close to what we saw at the Ultimate Fighter finale and what we've seen in some of the other promotions, this is going to be balls to the wall, pardon the pun. Girls fighting, I mean, come on now. But, I mean, It's going to be wild. And I'm excited to be a part of that show. So, I mean, if you're up in the Mexico, Missouri area, May 18th, get your butts to this show because it's going to be exciting. It's at Presser Hall in Mexico, Missouri, May 18th. So I definitely invite everybody to come, be a part of it, because it's going to be good. I was hoping to get RML Mentally in on the show tonight. We still got about 15 minutes left. 347-326-9073. I mean, who else thought to take Gazzano fight? I mean, I thought it was crazy. Don't forget, April 27th, going to be back in Springfield, Missouri, at the Howard Johnson Event Center for our Uncivil War 12 Heroes. All proceeds from this event is going to go for the Wounded Warriors Project. Every fight will have at least one active or retired service individual in it. There's going to be veterans all around the house that night. And especially in light of everything that's been going on the last couple of days with Boston, and our country really needs to pull together. So, you know, looking forward to that show. Ronda Rousey said in an interview that she was impressed with Kat Zagato. So that's going to be, hold on. That's going to be a heck of a fight when those two go down. Ronda Rousey, Kat Zagato. You know, that fight, that's going to be a barn burner. Oh, I got to hit back on this for a second. Because I just saw this. And I'm like, what? Okay, I was just... Zagato. I'm sorry. Anyway, what's your impressions of that fight? I mean, I thought it was a great fight. 347-326-9073. Kat Zagato. I know I was probably calling it a couple of wrong names there for a while. I'm not perfect, never claimed to be, probably never will be perfect. And I'm man enough to live with that. 347-326-9073. I keep hoping RNL, I've been trying to call his number, but I keep getting a busy signal. I got the Midians on it right now. Whew. How about Arkansas weather? Is it not crazy or what? How's the weather where you're living, boys and girls? Well, anyway, I was wanting to hit back real fast on the Hunter Mickelson situation. There was a blurb. Hunter Mickelson said he felt that Arkansas basketball was not a good fit for him. Well, if you didn't think it was a good fit, why'd you come here in the first place? Duh. Hello? Can you answer that, Hunter Mickelson? Maybe if you try being a little bit more aggressive, you know, maybe it would have been. But you're another one of these bald ballers who just want stuff handed to you, sounds like. You don't want to have to get out there and bust your butt on the floor. So, yeah, things aren't going to come to you. Things aren't going to be easy. Hell, son, you're 7 foot whatever. You should have been a beast. You know, you got great blocking skills. But when you get the ball under the hole, take it up. Flush that thing. But no, you're afraid of getting hurt, afraid of getting a little bruised up. So you dish it back out. My. What a shame. Maybe you better go play at the Johnny Bianca School of the Blind. Maybe there you don't get hurt. Lord forbid Hunter Mickelson should have to work hard to get a basket. Am I being too hard on the boy? I don't think so. Because I'm tired of these wimps coming in here thinking they're going to have stuff handed to them. But it's just me. I don't know. Don't you just love it when you get friends requests on your Facebook from people you don't know, and yet you get blocked? Maybe I got it. Maybe it's all out of the system. I don't know. Don't ask me, I just live here. How about you? Do you just live here or you try to make something of yourself? Don't tell me. Here, we're going to put you under that. All right. 347-326-9073. We've got about 10 minutes left on the show. If you got a comment, Wednesday, by the way, if you didn't notice. Just saying. 347-326-9073. Oh, okay. Now I remember who you are. I didn't think I knew this person when I actually do. Oopsie. I don't know, one of those little giraffes. What do y'all think about that? You think that would be a good mascot for the Greg Squirrel Show? One of them little baby giraffes? What do they call those things? You know, they're not much bigger than a small dog. What are those giraffes called? I don't know. I'll look it up and I'll have it on the show tomorrow night. Want to say hello to Robin Atkow Curry Sniffin. I hope I pronounced that name right. That was a lot of it. With the United States Muay Thai Association, she's listening in on the show tonight. Don't forget, Muay Thai Action is going to be back in Muskogee, Oklahoma. That date, wrong one. June 1st, we're going to be back in Muskogee. So if you like some good Muay Thai kickboxing action, we definitely invite you to get over there. Some great fighters from all around the world. I mean, Strike King had their first show a couple of weeks ago, and that had fighters from Mexico, Canada, California, Tennessee, Kansas City, all across the United States. There's fighters coming in because this show, this promotion is working on being the premier Muay Thai promotion in the United States, and I'm glad to be a part of them. So, once again, June 1st, we're going to be back in Muskogee, so call your buddies, call your friends, tell them to get over there. I'm still waiting to hear from another promotion I'm negotiating with. Trying to, for a June date, hopefully get things worked out so we can start announcing that show. I'm excited where this show is going to be. So hopefully we hear something back from that promotion and we can start pimping that show. Once again, I want to say a big appreciation to everybody who's been listening on the archives. I mean, our shows are still hitting over 200 people. Going back in on the archive, I'm honored. I am happy and I'm honored that you choose to listen to my show. And I just want to say thank you to everybody who listens to the show live and then comes back in and listens to the replays of the Greg Squirrel Show. Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m., that's where you can find us right here, Blog Talk Radio, brought to you by our great sponsors at Excess Energy Drinks, Cherokee Entertainment Mobile DJ Services and Karaoke, Pro-Am Belts, great people. If you're an MMA boxing pro wrestling promoter and you need some beautiful belts for your promotion, you can find them on the internet, Pro Am Belts. You can find them on Facebook and take a look at some of the belts. They have their stock belts, but then they also do custom belts. So, definitely check in with those folks. Also, Signature Jewelry. If you're looking at championship rings, if you got something going on and you want to give out something just a little bit special, championship rings. Check out Signature Jewelry. You can find them on the internet. You can find them on Facebook under Signature Jewelry. And I mean signaturestylejewelry.com. And I mean they do some beautiful work also. Minor league professional football team I worked with in the past, they did a championship ring for us. And everywhere I go, people are like, "Hey, man, I want to see your ring, dude. I want to see your ring." And I'm just like, I got four rings from different things I've been involved with. I got when I worked with the Arkansas Warcats minor league professional football team, we got a 2007 Frisco Bowl. 2011-2012, I was selected to be the public address announcer for the Alliance Football League All-Star Weekend and Championship Game. So I was presented with the championship rings from that. And then just recently, their Uncivil War MMA awarded me, I consider it an honor, 2012 Ring Announcer of the Year, and Signature Jewelry is getting me a ring for that. So like I say, they football, basketball, boxing, they've done some ring for USC, so go out there, check them out. They do some beautiful work, so if you want something just a little touch above everything else, then feel free to check them out because they know how to get the job done. So, it is that time, boys and girls. We are going to get on out of here. We got about 2 minutes left in the show. We didn't have any call-ins tonight, but I still want to appreciate everybody who's been listening to the show. We'll be right back here tomorrow. Also, April 26th, we are going to be broadcasting live from the weigh-ins at Legends Sports Bar at the Howard Johnson Event Center. That's where they're going to be having the weigh-ins for Uncivil War 12. We're going to be there at the weigh-in serving as MC, and we're going to be doing our show live from there. So make sure you mark that date down on your calendar because we're going to have some fighters on the show and just getting everything built up for the next night, Uncivil War 12 Heroes. So, we are getting ready to take it to the house. Once again, I appreciate everybody listening, and we will see you back here tomorrow night, once again, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., right here on the Greg Squirrel Show on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you.